My name's Adam McKenzie, and welcome to FitPro Domination, where you'll learn how to unleash massive profit from your fitness business. Discover how to stop feeling overwhelmed, frustrated, or stressed out living paycheck to paycheck by implementing the systems that you'll learn during each episode from myself and our incredible panel of experts. If you haven't got your hands on our free profit playbook yet, make sure you head over to fitprodomination.com now. Welcome back, everybody, to this week's show, and I am excited to be back. I've had the last 3 weeks away in Europe, fulfilling a dream that I'm going to share with you guys in a little bit. But the whole entire premise of today's episode is, are you focusing on the critical few things to move your business forward? And if not, we're going to dive into some of the things that you should be looking at and perhaps where you're getting distracted. Now, to share with you guys a little bit of an insight, 4 years ago, I was unsure of where we were sort of at. I'd closed my businesses down. I was living in Phuket, Thailand. My marriage was over. I was really in a dark place for a good period of time there. And I remember my partner, my wife now at the time, Jess, she went to Europe with her parents for a week, and she'd come back, and she came back, and obviously things were tough. I almost didn't eat for 2 entire days while she was away, while I was waiting for money to come into the bank. So shit was hard. And when she got back, we set a goal that I said, don't worry, by the time it's your 30th, which was in 4 years' time, we will go to Europe together and we will travel business class and we will explore and money won't be an issue. And I had no idea at that time how we were going to make that happen, but we did, and we literally just got back 2 days ago from what was one of the most amazing trips we've ever had. We were still very busy while we were there. We've got a lot on the go at the moment. We had to set up 2 different companies while we were there, deal with lawyers and leases and everything else. But the fact that every day we were able to explore through France and Italy and really just live out the dream and the goal that we set was pretty incredible. And to fly business class on Etihad, to enjoy the whole process, sipping champagne while the seat's massaging your back, like that entire thing, it was just surreal to have planted that goal and that intention 4 years ago, to really not know how we were going to make it happen, and then to now be back 2 days after living it out and not having any concerns with money while we were there was really special. So I just wanted to share that with you guys, because if you do have some goals or you've got some things that you want to make happen but you're not quite sure in the how, don't lose that intention. Don't let go of that goal, because the how won't matter as long as you stay focused on achieving that. All right, which leads us into getting into this week's episode and how you guys make sure that you stay focused on the critical few things to move you forward. All right, so the first step, and if you don't have pen and paper out, let's get one out now and get some of these key points down. All right, and the first thing here is you really need to decide what is going to move you forward. All right, so depending on where your business is right now, do you need leads? Do you need systems? Do you need to increase your average dollar spend per client? Do you need more trainers? Do you need to work and leverage your time? All of these different things, you need to get 100% clear on what it is that you're actually trying to achieve right now in your business, and then work out what are the key things that are actually gonna make you move forward to whatever it is that you're trying to achieve. All right, and overall, I would say that 90% of you are trying to grow your businesses. You're trying to increase how many leads you're getting in. You're trying to sign up more people. You're trying to keep existing clients, and hopefully you're trying to increase that average dollar lifetime per client. All right, so once you get clear on what those things are, the aspects, the overall key thing that's going to move your business forward right now, it becomes easier to work out what are the key steps that I need to be taking to move forward. All right, for example, if right now you need more clients, all right, one of the biggest things that you need to focus on is your marketing. You need to focus on what type of campaign are we going to be running? How are we going to get it up? When are we going to get it up by? Do we need to create landing pages, ads? Do we need to send emails to our list? Do I need to get in touch with past clients? Then what does the conversion rate process look like? And what is my goal for this entire thing? And based on the conversion process, what do I need to have in place? Do I need to train staff? What sort of emails do I need to put together for it? Am I creating a Facebook group? What posts? All of these different things we can work back from once we get clear on what it is that we're trying to do to move the business forward. All right, so you really need to look at that as point number one. Decide on what those things are and what's going to move you forward. All right, the next thing and the next point you want to write down is what are the highest income producing activities? All right, because as a business owner, sometimes you have to prioritize. And if it's just you at the moment, I would say, and we're going to dive into this in a little bit, that you're probably spending too much time on things that aren't income producing. And in the beginning, you're going to have phases of growth and phases of mastery. I've talked about this a few different times. And when you're in a growth phase, everything's about leads and conversions and bringing people in and marketing. When it's about mastery, it's about systems, developing team, making sure member care is in place, our onboarding process is right, that we have systems to keep things consistent in between all of our clients and sessions and all of those things. And you're going to go through those different moments in your business, right? Where we're 100% focused on growth. Now that we focus on growth, do we have the mastery in place to make sure that we can sustain this growth, that we have the systems to be able to leverage our time to maintain the consistency and quality in product and delivery? All right, I hope that makes sense to you. Almost imagine it like a set of stairs, right? You're going to go up the stairs is the growth phase. Then you're going to be on the flat part of the stairs is the mastery. You need to go through mastery to be able to hit the next part of growth. And I see it in lots of different businesses all the time, depending on where they're at. Sometimes we have to focus on growth first. For other businesses, sometimes it's mastery, right? So you need to decide on where you're at, and that will relate back to point number one, where you're looking at what it is that you need to focus on right now to move you forward. Do I need to be focused on mastery? Do I need to be focused on growth? Do I need to be focused on front end? Do I need to be focused on back end? All right, once you get clear on those things, then you need to work out what is going to give me the biggest ROI for my time. All right, return on investment. So when I'm looking at how I'm spending my time right now, because that's the one commodity that you have a limited amount of, you're not going to get any back, and there's only so many hours in a week that you can do things, all right? But for most of you, you're probably even limiting what you think you can achieve in a week, especially when you look at what is income producing, all right? So at this point, if I don't have certain systems in place and that means that I'm losing more members, I need to spend time on those systems because I'm going to get a return on investment for that by making sure my members stay longer and making sure I get a higher average lifetime value per client. All right. Same goes for if I need more leads at the moment to be able to convert more people, to book more consultations, to sign up more members, to increase my direct debit. All right, then your income producing needs to be around how am I going to generate those leads? All right, it's not around studying all the different marketing strategies that are out there, all right, and surfing through Facebook and trying to buy this course and that course, right? You can do things right now. I give away free shit all the time in these episodes, or I've got a free video inside the FitPro Thrive Guide where I break down the top 10 free fitness marketing activities that you can do, right? So it's not always about money and thinking, I'll do that when I have enough. I'll do that once I learn how to. You need to decide what that is. And then you need to make sure that whatever you're going to get up and running, what is the highest income producing activity I can do right now? If it means that I need to record a video, that's what I need to spend my time on. If it means I need to create an email for the follow-up or to send to my list or a post to post in my group, whatever it might be, that's what you have to focus on if your number one goal and aim here is growth. All right, remember, growth, mastery. Those are the two big categories I want you to be thinking about, and then connect that back to your daily schedule and what you need to be doing that is going to give you the biggest return on your time, return on investment that is going to produce the most amount of income, all right, based on what it is that you're spending your time on. All right, I hope you're following me, as it's key. I see so many people getting distracted, all right, which is our next point, is looking at the distractions, okay, because there's some things in your business that need to get done. I know it. You got to get back to leads. You've got to deal with clients and members. Somebody might want a new program. They want to update their nutrition. You're dealing with contracts. You're dealing with billing. You're doing all of these different things, and they're great. They need to happen to move your business along, to keep things ticking over, right, and running. But if you're spending all of your time on those things and you haven't spent any time on growth or mastery, It's a distraction. And I really want you to think about that, right? Because I'm not saying these things don't need to happen, but if that's all you're spending your time on, then it's distracting you away from what is going to move your business forward. And that's why so many people get frustrated, because they know what they need to do. They just aren't getting it done. There's no prioritization. There's no staying focused on one thing. They're too busy doing everything, right? And it becomes a distraction in the way that it's shifting your focus from what you need to be doing to move forward, from what you need to be doing to produce more income, for what you need to be doing around growth and mastery, all right? You need to be able to work out, right now, is this a distraction? Will my business keep moving forward if I don't spend the next hour on that and I spend the hour doing the income producing things that I mapped out to move things forward? And if that's the case, you have to prioritize it, right? Like, I have clients of mine all the time, kills me, where I know they have leads, they have past clients, they have people right now that they could be getting in touch with, but they don't, because they prioritize what I would call a distraction, right? Like, if your number one goal is to do something and you end up doing something else, you've been distracted, all right? And at the end of the day, the result is that that thing didn't happen and you didn't move forward. You didn't take that step forward to what you wanted to achieve. And you need to be really, really harsh on yourself when it comes to this. I mean, even for us, with the amount of travel we do, I wouldn't be able to get the stuff done that I need to get done while I'm traveling and away and everything else if I didn't prioritize and work out what are the critical things that I need to do to move forward. Even podcasting, I love delivering value, but while I was away, it wasn't a critical thing that I had to get done. That's why, even though I've only been back for 2 days, I'm doing it now, because it's important to me. I enjoy it. I know it needs to happen to provide value to my list, but it's not a critical thing to move my business forward. So sometimes I have to let it go and prioritize other things above it. And it will be the same in your business. All right. So that was distractions. Just really start being stricter on yourself in what is not moving me forward is a distraction right now. I'm not saying it doesn't need to happen, but sometimes you need to put one above the other, because what tends to happen is you'll put the distractions first and you don't end up with enough time to get into the income producing activities. All right. To help you do that, next point I want you to write down is, what is my daily focus? All right. And the same thing, I have to give my clients little pep talks from time to time. And when I do it, it's all around, what are you doing today to move your business forward? What are you doing today to make you a better person? What are you doing today to become a better leader? What are you doing today to bring in more clients, to increase your revenue? All of these different things. What is your daily focus? All right, because when we start to think about everything we need to get done in a week or anything else, then it becomes too much and you start to get overwhelmed and you don't do anything because you're trying to do everything at once. Rather than breaking it down based on what I know I need to do to move forward, based on what is the biggest income producing activity, what does my daily focus need to be? Because sometimes my focus is going to be about growth. Sometimes it's going to be about mastery. All right. So today I need to focus on getting X, Y, and Z done because I know that's going to help me move forward. And just set yourself daily things that you need to tick off, right? I'm a huge fan of tools like Wunderlist, all right? If you've never used this, W-U-N-D, like Wunderlist, all right? It's a free app on your computer and your phone. But for me, at the evening, after I do my journal at the end of every day, I set my tasks for the next day. I set my daily focus, all right? My journal's there for me to stay focused on my big picture intentions, to reflect on the lessons I've learned from the day, and to really work out and count my wins in gratitude, right? That's what my journaling's for. And then I go into my planning and I use Wunderlist, right? Because once I've counted my wins for the day, it becomes very easy to stay focused on what's going to move me forward the next day. And then all I've got to do is tick that shit off. And at the end of the day, I get to count that as a win, all right? And show the gratitude I have for moving closer to my intentions. I might have lost a few of you there, but what I want you to get out of that entire process is chunking things down into a daily system and process, right? Where you only have to focus on a few things for that day. And if you get those things done, you've moved your business forward. I don't need to think about the big things each and every day. I need to focus on the critical few things that I need to do in order to move those big things forward. All right, I hope you understand that process because it's critical and it's one of the biggest patterns I see in people who are able to achieve a lot in a short amount of time and are able to handle multiple things. All right, next thing here is you got to look at once I've got my daily focus. All right, what is my weekly system? How do I set my tasks for the week? How do I make sure they relate back to my daily focuses and things that I'm getting done? And how do I make sure that at the end of that week, I can show a ROI from what I've been working on? What is the return on my investment for this week? How did I move things forward? How much closer am I to the end goal? What is the outcome from this week? Like I focused on growth, cool. How many leads did I get? How many consults did I book? How many signups did we get? What was the net increase or decrease in income? How many people did I upgrade this week? How many past clients did we get on? All of these different things relate back to what I achieved this week. And I get all of my clients, and I would recommend you guys do it too, all right? And I'm gonna share a free video showing you how to do this process. But my clients have what we call the success scoreboard, and it's breaking down the big picture goals into monthly targets and then down into a weekly system where they fill out what they've achieved that week based on the scoreboard that we're keeping track of, which is directly related to the goals they're trying to achieve. All right, once they update that weekly system, once they update the success scoreboard on that weekly basis, we're able to see the result of what we've achieved. We've been able to see the compound effect of those daily focuses and ticking those things off are going to equal a result at the end of the week. All right, so look at your weekly system. What are you setting for the goal for the week, the target, the intention? How are you reflecting on that? How's that relating to your team meetings and your team targets and your incentives that you've got in place for your team or for yourself, whatever it might be that is in direct relation to what you're trying to achieve, big picture, all right? And for us, like I said, we go monthly, break it down, all right, into key monthly goals. They break it down to a weekly system and then down into a daily focus. And if you're getting distracted doing too many phone calls or doing too many emails or trying to do your own social media and you're not calling leads, you're not booking people in, you're not increasing your ad spend or testing your ad copy or whatever it might be that you're doing, you're not spending time keeping up your member care for your current members. So you're dealing with everyone on the front end and your current members aren't getting looked after the best way they could. All right, all of these things relate back to those distractions and they relate back to the fact that you don't have a system and a process in place to handle everything that you need to handle on a weekly basis that's broken down daily. All right, last thing here I want to get into, and it's relating to everything else we've been talking about. And I really hope you guys grasp these key little things because they will allow you to achieve everything that you want without even realizing how you've achieved it. I know that sounds crazy, but like I shared with you in the beginning of this episode, for me to be able to go to Europe, to fly the way we did, to stay the way we stayed, to do everything we did, all right, like it was a $30,000 trip. And I didn't have any clue on the how, but I knew that there were certain things I had to get done daily that would allow me to tick that off. There were certain things I had to achieve by a certain time frame that would allow me to pay for the flights, that would allow us to book the accommodation, that would allow us to have all of these different things, right? Whatever that goal is for your business, for you personally, for having a couple of hours off a week, whatever that might be, all right? As long as you stay focused on the daily things, connected back to the weekly system and the monthly outcome, goal, and target, you will achieve it. And suddenly when you do achieve it, you don't even realize what all those little things were, all right? Because the how really doesn't matter if you've got all of these things in place, all right? The last point is stop doing too much. I know that sounds like a crazy concept, right? Especially when you hear everyone saying, hustle, hustle, grind, grind, just get it all done, right? I'm not saying that you don't need to do that, right? Often you're going to have to grind down and just push through certain moments, especially if your business isn't doing well, right? You need to turn things around. You need to get clear on what it is you're trying to achieve. And I'm not going to get distracted on that. But when you look at what you're doing, if you're doing too many things yourself, something is going to get diluted. Something is going to not happen at the level it needs to happen. And like I said, the better you get at this process, the better you're going to be able to handle more things at once. But where I see most people go wrong is they take on too much in the beginning and they get nothing done, right? They want to do everything in one go and they get none of it done. They go to seminars, they hire courses, they hire coaches, and they write down notebooks of things and all of these different points that they need to do, and they don't end up doing any of them. Or they do them for 2 days and then it just becomes too hard. It's like journaling. You know, some people go, yeah, I understand the benefit of it, I really need to do it, and they do it for a couple of days and then that's it. Right? They don't do it anymore because they don't, it doesn't give them that instant return for their time, so it's easy to forget. And it's the people that get the most success in life are the ones who do the boring shit that everyone else isn't prepared to do. But they're also the ones that are best at determining what is too much, what is a waste of my time, what isn't income producing, what is a distraction, what isn't going to give me an ROI, all right, and what isn't in relation to what my weekly system is, my monthly goal, and my daily focus. All right, and that's what you really need to do for yourself. You need to be able to filter out what all of those things are that aren't going to help you move forward, and what is too much.